sometimes the listener plays a huge role, like with written choice communication.
Right.
You mentioned, talk about that. Just
very often the listener has to play a more active role in the conversation when they're interacting with the person with aphasia than they would in other conversations, simply because they need to provide possible answers, or they need to provide possible interpretations of what the person
clarify, or
right.
So, in other words, they're almost co-constructing the message, working together to get a message
that's right
that is the right
that's the correct intent.